I don't even want to tell you because I want to catch you off guard.
Okay.
Guys, welcome to enels.podbean.com. That ambient noise you hear in the background is rain. It's raining out here.
Yeah.
Brad, you're one of the only bold Trump supporters I know.
Okay.
Which, I don't watch the news. He's just a character to me. And I love him. I love the character of Trump as president. Now, they're trying to impeach him. And from what I've gathered, this seems fucking ridiculous. And they're basically handing him the election because this shit ain't gonna stick.
Well, let me tell you one thing first and foremost. I've made an effort for the past 2 weeks to avoid anything politically. So I obviously haven't been able to keep my head in the sand completely about it, but I don't know all the juicy details. And it's actually kind of nice just like not listening to the news at all. Like I listen to like podcasts every day and all the shit. But from what I'm gathering, yeah, it's almost as if they jumped the gun. They realized, oh shit, I don't know if this is gonna work out. But everybody's already saying like they already got their pitchforks out, and if they turn around, like they're more fucked. So,
I listened to Ari Shaffir's State of the Union with Dave Smith, Libertas, Libertarian.
Dave Smith.
And what he pointed out that I didn't know about this Mueller report was that like, so Mueller basically tried to blackmail Trump. I don't know if it was Mueller, if it was the person they're investigating. And Trump was like, no, you're fired. And they're like, Trump fired someone for investigating him, but Trump didn't know he was being investigated. He just fired the guy for blackmailing him.
Correct. Well, there's a lot like that. There, I mean, that's not even with Trump. There's so much going on with
has that narrative been made clear, or is it just like, no, he did it?
Did what?
What is Rachel Maddow saying?
About what, Ukraine or about the Russian collusion? Because what's going on now is they're using the Russian collusion story, which we still don't know exactly how that. I mean, I can go into it for hours about that, but they're using that context of the fact that he did do that to say now he's trying to do it again by going after Ukraine about Biden. So it's like the story that wasn't proven, but it's a context that everybody knows. You say Russian collusion, you already have like five articles in your head.
Here's my sticking point was, I guess like some reporter had been like, it's not going to stick unless he like asks for a favor. And the tape is like him being like asking for a favor. But it wasn't like, hey, do me a favor, take down Biden. It was like, hey, do me a favor, that thing, take it wherever it's got to go. Like, don't back down on that just because we have relations.
Yeah.
That's what I took it as.
I mean, nothing about it was really compelling. The fact that Trump said, fine, I'll release the transcript, which was, I guess it wasn't the full transcript, but the fact that he said he would do that, and then he emailed his talking points to the DNC on accident. Like, this whole seems like a bait and switch type of thing that he would do, because if it does, when it does fail, it's...
I like to think that he I like to think he is emailing the DNC, like, hey, sign up for Trump University. Hey, campaign's coming up. If you need a hotel to stay at.
Yeah. Well, no, apparently he did. He emailed them and like I said, I've been out. If you were to ask me this, like, about a story that broke months ago, I could give you every fucking nook, cranny, and detail, but I've been trying to stay creative because it's, like, this whole political shit has been strangling me, man. It made me too serious and pissed off, but it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot there. And when it
and
fails,
it seems like it matters, like, so.
Well, it does, yeah. Cause...
Well, I'm all right. So I'm older than you. When Bush was president, I was pretty sure this was the end. I was out protesting, holding up signs. You know, like, we thought FEMA camps were coming. Alex Jones, this is the end of the world. It was fine.
I remember that.
Nothing really happened. You know, he's kind of incompetent, but...
And to surprise you, fine. I was in that same boat, dude.
Well, there you go.
You would think of how I am.
I don't think Trump's going to do that much damage. I don't think he's going to be too handcuffed to fuck it up too much. You could try.
Well, there's a lot of checks and balances that are there. All it is, it's a stupid role that we put somebody in. It's just rhetoric. It's just the face. It's
He's not
really...
quite the Queen of England, but...
I mean, there's a couple things he could do, but if it's too fucked up, the Supreme Court just overrules it and it goes back. Like, he could sign something into law, and then, you know, 3 days later, it'll get overturned. Like, there's not that... There's checks and balances for a reason, you know? I mean, there's only so much one fucking crazy person can do. But what it does do is it is the face, and it projects like the entire culture of how we interact with each other with just tweets, which is ridiculous. So we have to fight about everything. We have to fight about how he spells hamburger and shit. Like it is.
They got mad at Obama for like eating his pizza the wrong way or some shit.
They got mad at him for wearing a tan suit,
putting mustard on his hot dog.
But yeah, I don't have I wish I had juicy details, man. I don't know, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of all of it, to be honest. I mean, I think everybody, a lot of other people are too. It's just...
And South Park?
Yeah.
All right, so they're banned in China now.
Yeah.
What did you think of the China episode?
I didn't know the backstory before. To be honest, I don't even know if it was in retaliation, but I think it was, after I read about it, it was before. South Park was banned before. And then they made that episode. Also, Winnie the Pooh is banned because apparently there's a bunch of trolls saying that the Prime Minister looks like Winnie the Pooh. So they banned Winnie the Pooh.
I wish I could remember his name. Everybody check out YouTube channel called China Uncensored, and you can learn about all of this, how terrible China actually is. But one of the points that he was making was that like we're censoring ourselves so that we can get to the China
Hollywood
market. Yeah, Hollywood. Yeah.
Taken to the extreme level, but there's also, you think about it, you're like, man, there's probably a lot of truth to that shit. Like, because where's the money at?
At our level, people censor themselves because they're trying to get the TV5. Mm-hmm. They're trying to be TV ready.
Yeah. Well, here, I want to give a quick shout out to South Park, because if you do want to watch it and you don't have it, you can go on southparkstudios.com and you can watch every episode for free. There will be ads, but where the commercials usually are. But it's, I don't know if you know about that, but it's...
You download the app, you can watch it the next day.
Yeah, you can watch it the next day. So if you want to watch this...
The Chinese are coming!
Oh, shit. Sorry. Yeah, they're coming with the alarm. But, yeah, I love that episode.
An interesting thing I learned, and I haven't been able to find videos of this, but, like, so when we send movies to China, we got to change it. Like, when the kids form their boy band or whatever, they're parodying Queen... Well, China wanted them to take the gay theme out of Queen.
Yeah.
They wanted to have the movie, but he's not gay.
Yeah.
Which defeats the whole purpose of the goddamn movie. And apparently Marvel movies, they reshoot entire scenes and add in characters that don't exist in our version of the movie.
Really?
Yeah. Like, there's a... they took the top Chinese actress and they made her, like, the doctor that works on Iron Man's heart. Mm-hmm. And then the screen fades to a milk commercial and then goes back to the movie. That's how bad China
what
is.
What the fuck, man? I don't think people really understand how much different it is there in terms of, like, your personal freedoms, you know, censorship, what you can access on the internet. Like, it's all a joke, but it's
so that's like
crazy.
I want to say totalitarian, lack of free speech.
You can say that.
Fascist, lack of free speech. Their government is awful. They got their hand all the way up your pussy.
Yeah.
All the way up there. They're almost North Korea. It's not quite as bad.
Pretty much.
Can we just take them over? Can we just do that?
There's too many
North
people,
Korea
man.
Is now an island of Hawaii.
Take over North Korea or take over China?
North Korea.
Oh, because, I mean, we're working on China with the tariffs and all that.
China's just going to be... Our AI is going to take them over. That's our
hope. Oh, dude, it's scary. But you see the protests, protests at Hong Kong, man, and they're all waving American flags and shit.
And
it's wild.
They're posting up, was it Peppa Pig? No, the frog. what's the frog that all like the meme 4chan
Pepe.
People... Pepe the Frog is all over Hong Kong right now.
Yeah.
Taking on revolutionary meaning.
See, we talk about like spreading democracy and shit like that. Like, obviously China is a powerful force and we would love to have that. But what no one wants to mention, like under the covers and under the sheets, is they're like... We can't have that. Like, that is our cheap labor of the world. They make all the shit for cheap.
China's also fucked without us because their entire economy is propped up. They build fake cities to fake how much money they have. And without us, they also tank.
Yes.
So it's going to be a merger.
I'm talking even the free countries of the world, they don't want that. That's going to wreck everything. It's going to... I don't know. Maybe it's just my conspiratorial mind.
I wanted to come back to the censorship thing, because I follow comic books, and I love this YouTube channel, Comics Matter, and he goes over all the way that, like, SJWs are taking over comic books, and they're making them woke, but they're losing sales, because comic readers don't give a fuck about SJW
they're
stuff.
They're making woke shit? Like, how?
Iron Man is now a black woman.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was a comic book about Wolverine's daughter, where all the men in the world are dead but one, and she hunts him down. And it turns out it's Dr. Doom. But, spoiler, he's transgender, so she doesn't kill him. This is real! These are real comic books for kids. Yes, for kids. And now Thor's going to be a woman, and Iron Man's going to be a woman, and Phase 4 is probably going to flop all over the universe. It's just going to be a lot of Ms. Marvel horseshit.
Man, you know...
But the other point was, like, so they keep changing all this stuff to be, like, politically progressive, right? But progressive SJWs don't buy comic books. So it doesn't matter if you please them, they're not going to buy your shit anyway. So you're getting rid of the audience you have to please people that don't buy your product.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So I think that they're a great case study for the entire culture.
I think to be honest, I think it's I think everyone's just sick of it all. Like, the shoving down your throat. I think even a lot of the people who are involved in those classes are like, all right, dude, we just, for the normal people that are in protected class, whatever you want to say, the minority classes, they just want to be like, dude, we just want to be the normal people. We don't want to shove it down your throat. The crazy extreme people are like mad and angry. They're like, no, we're shoving it down your throat. But for the most part, I think everyone's just fucking sick of it, man. Just make it natural. Don't force it.
Well, this is, South Park said it would be about 5 years. Everybody go back and watch season 19. They predicted this. And I hate the extreme people. They're like, this is a culture war. It was like, culture changes, man. You went from loving abs in the 90s to loving ass in the 2000s. It changes. It goes through phases. The next generation does not want to be into whatever the fuck we're into. So it's not the dire circumstances of like, we win this war or it's over. I got too high and I can't remember where I was going with this. It sounded like I had a great speech.
Culture changes. Over time. This was predicted through South Park, season 19.
Just keep talking and I'll think of it. And then I'll interrupt you brutally.
Yeah.
You'll be in the middle of your speech. And I'll be like, no, no, Brad!
No, I think everything works in a pendulum. And I don't think people are going to turn around and be like, no, actually, fuck a bunch of people. But I think people are going to be sick of the forcing...
I remembered it.
Go ahead. I was just rambling anyway.
Today, I had one of my first tastes of the other side getting on my nerves.
Okay.
So, like, the side I support is the, like, fuck this, say whatever the fuck you want side, right? Which I hate all the cancel culture, over-the-top people. But of moderate people, today I had my first experience. I was watching Dion Cole's new special on Netflix, which everybody should go check out. It's called Cole Hearted. Thank you, sir.
Not checked it out yet.
But in the middle of it, he stops and he blames the audience. And he's like, you guys have gotten lame. And it doesn't feel natural. And it doesn't feel real. It feels shoehorned in. Like he was just like doing it because...
he was ready for it. He was ready to piss them off and ready to use it as a scapegoat.
And like his way of pissing them off was saying dyke, but it didn't work. People didn't care that he said dyke. So he was like, y'all got all tight in the booty hole when I said dyke. And they were like, we were laughing hysterically.
It just wasn't that funny, dude. Like, we're not pissed off.
But he had
this
pre-planned speech.
Yeah.
Which I hate that. I was like,
see that again, the pendulum. 6 months ago, no one would dare say anything like that shit. The only people that were saying that were like Alex Jones and a couple other people are like, fuck this, I'm sick of the censorship, I'm sick of all this bullshit, and now everybody thinks they're virtuous now by coming out and saying, you're censoring me because I'm woke as fuck on the other side and I'm sick of it.
What's an interesting point, so everybody's worried about being shadow banned right now. This is not a liberal decision, this is a business decision. This is capitalism.
Exactly.
So YouTube is trying to sterilize the airwaves so it's a safe environment for ads. South Park season 19. But they're not an American company. They're a global company. So they're censoring for global needs. So right now, like, you have gay people doing coming out gay stories, and they're getting shadow banned and demonetized because gay is off the boards, across the board.
I don't know.
Because they're not leftist techs. They're fucking capitalists.
So you're saying to compensate for, like, Saudi Arabia or countries like that, but I think there's different types of networks that they have in different countries that have different parameters.
So they have an AI that goes through every video. Shout out to Nerd City, that's where I learned this. And whatever it senses, because it's looking at the pictures, it's listening to the audio, and it's making transcripts of it. If it if it finds keywords like gay or bigot or, you know, left or right or Hillary Clinton, it automatically flags that video, and it's in like the metadata of the video forever from that point. Even if you have a human review it and you get remonetized, that code is still in your metadata that you're possibly problematic.
Okay.
We're gonna wrap this up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
But the point is, so the right-wing guys, they're paranoid about being censored, so they're gonna be the most vocal about it. And then you have the guys that are like, they're just not popping, but they're complaining, they're pretending they're shadow banned. And then there's just a massive swath of people, gay, straight, left, and right, that are like, they just use the wrong word. Yeah. Can't say gay, gotta say happy.
Yeah. Probably 90% of the circumstances. And it's hurt.
And everybody should be mad. And this is one where we gotta stop fighting each other and just all get together and be like, no.
That's what I've been trying to do, man. I've been trying to just take myself out of it. Because I fell into this trap on the other side, and a lot of people have.
Yeah.
And I call it a trap because it was. It was a trap played by both sides. And
Trump derangement syndrome is real.
It is real, but it's also push. I mean, it's push because he pushed it. Everybody pushed it because that's what gets clicks. That's what gets everything.
Push it.
You know, the study that was, I forgot what study it was, but I shouldn't even cite it if I don't even know what the hell it is, but the things that get the most clicks, the most views, the most whatever, are the most controversial topics. I think this is a Facebook study. Yeah, so the more people are mad,
and controversy.
The more the people
take
are mad.
Expose yeah, videos.
We are the product now on social media, and when we're mad, we produce income for the company. So
I was an anthropologist in college. We got to close out on this, but
yeah,
this was before Facebook, but everybody had dorm doors, and we read this book about how your dorm door is a representation of what you want to show yourself to be to the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be like a picture of you rock climbing or being very outgoing and some like cute meme-y message, and that was like your way of saying to the world, I'm an outgoing, meme-y, fun person.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook is just that. It's just, this is how I market myself. This is the brand of who I think I am.
Mm-hmm.
And we manicure it, and we don't keep it real. And, well, some people keep it too real.
Yeah.
All right, guys. My name's Ian Ellis. No with apologies for the next month. We'll be back late October. Stay tuned.
Take it easy.
Philip Way.
Wearing Ian Ellis! Yeah, man. Anybody else feel like if that last comedian adopted Apollo, that's the plot of Silver Linings Playbook? A gorgeous white woman finds a gorilla of a man bun wearing man. Takes a man, teach him to be civilized. And teaching Apollo how his silverware works. Guys, this is an intimate show. We're approaching beat poetry levels of attendance. I wanna know who did it? Who Thanos snapped their fingers? And half of the western suburb Chicago comedy scene fell off. Boom! I like to think it was Jim Flanagan. He's unassuming, but he's been gathering infinity crystals. Menacingly ending his sets. Hey guys, I'm Jim Flanagan. I'm inevitable. Snapping his fingers. Y'all a bunch of pussies for not showing up. Not you guys. You guys are cool. You guys know about Greta Thornberry? Wild Thornberry. She's from Sweden. 9. She has autism. You know about the 9-year-old retarded girl that is speaking to leaders of nations. The leaders of people. I love her. I feel for her. She's out there. She's crying. She's like, why can't you figure it out? Bad. Polar bears. Fergally. Stop it. I get it, man. I feel the same way. All kinds of shit, man. Yeah, I feel that way about racism. I'm like, come on! I want to use the N-word! I'm going to make all kinds of crazy racist jokes about Jews and Asians and gay people! You guys are bigots! Stop it! Get over it so I can call them N's and K's and F's. All kinds of hard R's syllables. Non-racistly, come on! Polar bears! You see, Fern Gully, we're fucked! The earth is fucked! Just let me use those words! It's about black people. Poor little Greta Thornberry. Feel that way about feminism. It's like, yeah, I love women, but bitches be, you know, shopping and stuff like that. How many of you have wives? Just me? A couple of us? So, you know, I say stuff to my wife I would never say to a woman. Respecting her, denying her at all. I would never say this shit. But my wife, this bitch. You ever look at a woman and go, I said that to my wife. Came home late, working hard like a man. Bringing home the bacon. The bacon sizzling. Give that bitch 51% of my income. Listen to it sizzle. Bacon. Keeps a roof over our head. Come outside, she's sitting there. No makeup. Hair's all frizzy because of the environment and shit. Wearing Goodwill clothes, looking a mess. Had a cigarette in her mouth, and she looked up at me looking like all the white trash I've ever seen in my life. Get it together. Never say that to a woman. My wife got 39 days to turn it around. She's going to be single, guys. I'm joking. I have kids, so I'm fucked. I haven't had a blowjob in a year. I'm going nowhere. He owns me. I got a kid the other day. I'm in the bathroom peeing. Dick's out. Urine, urine, tinkle, tinkle. And my kid comes by. I go, oh, I love you. He goes, liar, and ran off. I tell you what parenthood's like. Who the fuck taught him that word? If he even knows what it means. I just chased him with my dick out. You know I love you! Don't make me prove it! Kids are great. It's the best, worst thing that'll ever happen to you. Make sure you're doing it. I blacked out last week while I was here because I was using edibles. KB has a joke where she's like, why do white people drink like they're trying to power up? That's how I am with drugs. I'm like, this is, I'll eat them. What do you got? Acid, tab, shrooms? Let's do it. I don't work till 9 tomorrow. I can sober up. I cook chicken for a living. I got this. Put it in. Don't put my hands in there. I'll be fine. Fucked up, because then I was like, time isn't real. That girl had to rub my back and give me water.
You're welcome.
You guys ever get that high where time isn't real? And you're like, which reality is real? It felt real. But then you got to show up for work. Gay, fucks up around us, that's my minute, right? You guys, you guys do acid? The first time I did acid was in the 90s. I was a kid back then. All right, I'm wrapping up on this joke. Hey, back off, buddy. Punch you, I say. Oh, Jim Flanagan, hi-yah you, and I'll cut the man bomb off, and I'll keep it as a trinket, as a warning to open micers not to walk up on me and make my fucking joke about acid. It was the 90s. I was like 11. Hanging out with my buddy, getting acid. That is cool to see another dude doing an answer. Not gay, we were 11. Alright, everybody's worried about Trump separating parents from kids like it's a new thing. It happened in the 90s. Elian Gonzalez, you heard of him? A Cuban boy floated over, they took him from his parents. This is going on in the news. I'm a child on acid. My friend leaned over the bed. He had an alien doll. He goes, look, it's Alien Gonzalez. Ha! I laughed about 17 hours. It's the hardest I've ever laughed. Guys, I gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna see you in Ellis.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I love
it. I can say it! Oh. Guy, I'm sorry, give me 1 second. I'm never gonna be not the fat boy. Now!
All radio is dead. I'm afraid of radio wars.
You fucking, you niggas try to play the nigga, try.
Who is this guy? Who is this?
Read that comment down there, Lance. Do you see it?
This guy here in Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck were you pushing me to?
I want her front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45 degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe. I spell booty.
He's a radishy cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is, because I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news with Joe the Fighting J. We are real human beings, and nobody disrespects me.
Thanks, you're gay.
Make fun of my show all you want. Hey, I don't care. See, you're the joke, not me. You're the biggest joke on the face of this earth. You don't know what you're talking. You don't make sense. You can't even show your own face. Give the stupid mic. I don't need no mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. My sports show, that's it. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Welcome to the gaming channel. Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you 150%.
You addressed the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants to watch Rice Stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes, Timmer works really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce
you.
Myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did?
Of course, someone walks out here.
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
I made you feel bad.
Give a shit. Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of a room of people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No,
if
you're not even any good,
way.
So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
No, go fuck yourself. And fucking take your fucking shitty fedora and go to the dick.
So this little fag, he fucking goes, I like Radio Wars, and he fucking does this shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Red Phillip. I am your host, Bruce Willis. Today I'm joined by the general.
Motherfuck never fails, but these goddamn roommates come out here when the show starts. Every fucking time.
You mean your wife and child?
Yes, my roommates. That's what I said.
The little roommates.
What do you
dick.
Call yours?
The pets. I was thinking I gotta get a carrier cage to put my kid in before the show starts.
Well, I have pets, so it would be confusing if I called them all pets.
I call the kid the boy. And, well, the boy and the wife. I guess that's how I refer to him.
Was he black?
I can't do anything. I have the boy. You know how the wife acts.
I see Wendy in the chat. She wanted to sing a song. Wendy, you can come on anytime you want.
Wendy, please call in. I heard you have an amazing Ross Dog impression.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to hear it.
Forgot about that. What up, Jay?
Guys, we're a little light on the staff tonight. Unbeknownst to you, the listening audience.
CEO's dead.
Christopher.
Someone's out here again.
I like to have like 5 minutes of light banter before I announce that the CEO has died. I think that's the safest way for us to play it so nobody's caught off guard.
What up?
What up, Big J? So, CEO follows a comedy friend of mine.
Fucking roommate.
You need clean clothes, Ross. They're doing it for you.
No.
CEO follows my friend Kimberly Marion, and they've actually met. KB and I drove up to Canada, and we hung out with Nick and Christopher. So KB is a black dyke, black lesbian.
Which one you fucked her first?
CEO's left eye. So Christopher and KB got along. We used to have this secret group called the AIDS Support Group, named by Nick, because Nick loves like 90s, like, oh, AIDS. It's the AIDS group. Isn't that funny? AIDS. That's the kind of shit Nick does when he's in charge of funny. But we've all been hanging out, except CEO recently has decided, fuck Facebook, fuck Messenger. It's for old people. It's for boomers. And now he only wants to be on Discord. Exclusively on Discord. He's literally threatened to end our friendship if I didn't fucking join the Discord.
It's the only place he gets to be an admiral.
I guess I should have promoted him. I gotta promote him in my Facebook chat.
You have to change his name, Admiral Chris.
How do I ratchet up his diagnosis of AIDS? You've leveled up to like super AIDS. You're the
Uber AIDS.
I don't think there's a lot of AIDS. Yeah, Uber AIDS.
Chris died though. He fell down some stairs and he died.
Oh, I'm getting to that. He's been Facebook stalking KB, and he decided to say some reckless shit on her Facebook wall. And KB don't take no guff from no one, so she called him out and started calling him all kinds of bitches and N-words. And they were supposed to have a big conflict on the show this week. This was the face-off, the thrilling Manila from the Thunder from Down Under. Kimberly Merriam's the CEO, and Christopher got so scared he threw himself down a flight of stairs.
Nah. Dude, what a chicken. Speaking of chicken. Hey, Wendy.
Hey.
The funniest part is he's dead.
Yeah. He broke his neck on the way down.
He didn't die, did he?
He's a dead chicken.
He's dead.
We would be happier if he was dead.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Like some kind of party.
So we're having this episode. We got to figure out what to do with the corpse. There's a lot of corpse. He's a fat one. do we cut it up? Do we? You guys want a piece? Anybody want like a toe or something?
No. Well, how many flights of stairs is he up? Because obviously he's already down one flight. You just need to toss him the rest of the way.
I gotta say, he's probably maybe 30 flights stairs up.
Wendy, you're in charge of chopping up the body. How are you gonna start?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing good.
I'm just chilling, baby.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop. So, Wendy, you got a saw, or are you gonna use your teeth?
Yes. Okay. I was going to do this last night. I've been practicing your all Jibber Nan things.
That okay. thing, yeah.
if you want to hear them.
I'm Sam, yeah. By the way.
It's the money shot.
Uh-oh.
Hey, it's me, Shimmernan. I'm the agent. Dude, I'm agent guy.
I'm an Asian guy.
I got
guy.
Twitch cock. Hey, baby, it's me, Shimmernan.
Secret Asian guy.
It's the money shot.
Did you learn all of his
I'm 40 in
lines?
Yellow.
Yes, I have.
Secret
Asian I fuck
jazz. Man.
You're such a liar, dude.
Wendy, we have Sam Ellis on the show. Can you say Sam Ellis?
Hi, Sam Ellis.
Holy fuck, she said it right.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
How are you doing?
I have a poem. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
It's not about Jimmer. Will you still listen?
Okay.
Okay. This one's about Lane. Lane is a snake. Belen. Belen is a snake. Matt said it. I didn't make it up. Matt said it first. This is my poem. Belen is a fake. Belen is a rake. Put him in a lake. Because he is a fake. I respect the chat. And Jews did 9/11.
No,
that
homo.
Was pretty good.
Do you have some advice?
Can I respond to that?
No.
Okay.
You know, we almost canceled the show tonight because when Ross Dog heard there was no Nick, he was like, well, without him, how could we possibly carry on?
Right.
I guess he's probably getting ready for CEO's funeral. Probably got to call his family.
I think they're probably snuggled up in bed, taking care of each other. He's got a sponge to ass
hey,
right
hey.
Now. Yeah.
What's
they
up?
They don't just share an apartment. They don't just share an apartment, they share a vagina.
Yeah. Wendy, you know Jay lives in Florida, like right down the road from you.
That's cool.
You know he's got a big dick?
Yeah.
You want to do something with it?
Yeah.
It's five times Jimmer's size.
Wendy, you're a virgin. That's not right. You can't say things like that.
Oh, okay.
She'll give up the ass, though. Can you do your Ross Dog impression live?
He's definitely down for that. I can tell you where he lives.
Wendy, can we hear your
okay.
Ross Dog impression? No?
Where does he live?
He lives close to me, so if you know if you live close to me, then you live close to him too.
He's actually in the North Pole. He lives near Santa.
I'm on Mentally Handicapped Avenue. South.
Cool.
I call it H-Jab.
I cannot wait to go see him.
I know.
Wendy, older. How old are you?
I'm 39.
No, you're not. Right. You look at least 70.
I am.
Really, Wendy, what? You're 39?
Yes, I am.
Not 49 or 59?
No. Nope.
60. Or
69.
45.
How old
nope.
are you?
I'm
when you...
39. I'm still a young and a virgin.
How old were you when you started calling Howard?
When I was 18.
Oh, wow. Got you young.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Do you think,
I wanna dance with somebody.
Yeah.
I wanna dance with somebody.
Oh, someone's calling me outside. I'll be back, guys.
Yeah, I wanna dance with somebody.
Wendy,
somebody who loves me.
Wendy, can you do your Ross Dog impression?
Yes. Hey, it's me, Ross Dog, baby. I smashing, I'm Ross Dog, baby. Hey, baby.
It's me, Ross Dog. You gotta say, ya dig. That's like my catchphrase. Ya dig. Can you say that?
Ya dig.
Can you say, I'm Ross Dog. Ya dig.
I'm Ross Dog, dick.
That's pretty good. Now we just need you to do the plugs. Can you do all the plugs for me?
Yes.
I hear Ross. I know when you're around because I hear your background noise.
No, that's me.
That's you're my in noise you're time. In Ross's apartment?
No. No.
So Jay, CEO is scared to fight a woman.
Is that really why he's not on tonight?
He is. He heard KB was gonna be here and he was like, oh fuck no man, I'm not doing this. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean that sounds like something he would do, so it's not like even if you're joking. I kind of believe it. I want to believe it.
What do you think of CEO? Because I feel like on this new medication, like I think he's taking estrogen. I think he's freebasing it.
Yeah, he definitely is thin-skinned lately.
Yeah,
it's something changed. I don't know what happened. Did he take an L? I didn't know about
2 and 30 and beyond.
That's right.
Wendy, I'm Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace.
Who else can you do?
Sex and sex pass. I did sell a pretty cat. You bad old pretty cat.
Wendy, we're putting together a sizzle reel. We want to get you some cartoon work. What other voices do you have?
I'm like your three sound. I'm the roughest, toughest.
Was that Sam Hill?
Yes.
Yosemite Sam Hill.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam likes poems. Do you know any poems, Wendy?
Yes, I do know some poems.
Are they
roses
dirty?
Roses are red, violets are blue. Jimmer's blooming like a red rose because I love Jimmer.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Tomato,
love.
Potato, tomato, potato. you like that one, Wendy?
Yes, I do.
Wendy, did you see the picture I did of you putting a peach in your bum?
No, I would like to see it.
Oh, that's weird.
I'll put it in the Discord.
Okay.
Wendy, are you going to go see the new Joker movie?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to shoot people?
Yes.
No. No, Wendy, you don't have a gun, do you?
No.
Okay,
but you're
going to
get
shoot
one.
People, right?
No, but I'm just saying, if they give you a toy gun, you know, you can pretend that you're
no.
shooting.
Well, yeah, a toy, yeah, that's... Okay, that's fine. Like a Nerf gun or like a water gun. That
yes.
would be fine.
Wendy, who would
water
you shoot first?
Cool.
I would love to shoot a water gun at Ross.
Oh.
Or Jim and him. Yeah, a full of what? Water?
Yes.
Oh.
I think you
get
should pee in
wet.
It.
No, that's
do I have to wear a tight white shirt while you do it?
That's like second or third.
Would you spray my nipples, Wendy?
Yes.
Nice. Make my shirt
so
see when, through.
Yes. When,
I heard a rumor that you're my new CEO.
Yes, I am.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. She's definitely doing.
You
a
jumped
great
right
job.
Over Kenny, took his spot, pushed him out.
We haven't even heard anything from Kenny all week. It's like he doesn't care.
What we need is for Wendy, you to mention Ian Ellis everywhere you go.
I will do that.
Okay.
And you got to see if you can get me a gig performing at your home. And I'll come perform for everybody that lives there.
I will.
Wherever you can get him to do a stand-up routine, you know, paid, unpaid, doesn't matter. He'll do it.
I get paid in laughter. You know, making people happy is the real reward.
He doesn't mind paying even to do a gig.
Yeah, I lose money frequently just trying to bring joy to the world.
I love that picture.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's very weird.
That's you when you were younger. When I Google searched you, there's a lot of pictures. You look older now.
It's weird because the pictures that are next to her are gigantic.
Can we get you a makeover?
Yes.
Would you cut your hair off for locks of love?
Yes, I would.
Would you ride Pinocchio's face?
Yes. Nice.
Do you have hairy armpits?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Jarva.
What are they?
Jarva.
Lindy, could you shave your armpits, or have you ever shaved your armpits?
Yes, I shave my armpits.
With a chainsaw?
Every once in a while?
Yes, every once in a while.
With a chainsaw?
Oh, boy.
Hey, Wendy. Holidays.
Wendy, you sound kind of hot. Are you into Cuban guys?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm married. Would you be open to, like, a little side thing?
See.
Yes, I would.
All right. Well, my name is Royce Lopez. I'm on a show called Revenge of the Sis.
Hey, ask her if she'd be into a three.
Yo, who let these guys on here? Wendy, don't talk to them.
No, we're gonna fill her out like an application. I'm gonna throat fuck you, Wendy, while Royce gets his big ass behind you.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a strap on and my real dick. It's gonna be double pen.
God, I love you guys.
Yeah, we're media insurgents. You think you could help us?
Yes.
Okay, cool. You think you could get a gun?
I can try.
No. No.
This is EG Look. No. Can I have sloppy seconds?
Yes, you can. Please. Have seconds.
Thirds.
No, I'm asking my boss, Royce Marsh.
We'll see how sloppy they are. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. You know. Yes, sir.
Wendy, right, you hear that?
Yes, I hear that.
I would squeeze your legs real tight and don't let them in. You hear me?
Hey, Royce, cool. can you put AG back in his carrying case? Put him back in the doggy case. Yeah, we don't need him.
I'll do it myself.
Wendy, you're a cool customer. You know,
thank you.
Just cut it in my box, doesn't mean you can't hear me.
Wendy, I'm writing a scary story. What are some things that scare you?
One thing that scares me is high pitch Eric.
Ooh, yeah. That's.
I don't know who that is.
Scary. That's a whole nother.
I'm always scared of Nightwave.
Yeah,
I'm he doesn't let me out of the box in time.
Hey!
I shit myself.
Hey guys, it's me, Hyperchair!
When I signed on to do a show, I didn't agree to shit myself.
Oh!
What?
You
yeah,
can't
so,
hear
so
me?
Anyway,
maybe if you'd stick me in a box, they could hear me.
I'm gonna put you in a trunk in a minute.
Right. La 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 la, ketchup and potatoes.
I can't drive. I have too many Deweys, but I got an Uber coming. Right, we're putting you in. Yeah. Royce is just gonna conveniently leave you back there. Have fun.
I can't tell if that's Ian's kid or Wendy in the background.
Same person.
Yes.
You know, it would be cool if Timberland joined in the fun.
Yeah. Wendy, you would just, you would explode if that happens. I know.
Well, I'm just saying it will be cool. I'd fuck Dez.
We're not like we don't like a whole lot of Asian penis on the stream, you know.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, see, sorry. It's okay. That's not nice.
It's okay.
You know what would be cool, Wendy?
You know, it would be really cool. Here, Wendy.
It would be cool if CEO wasn't dead. He's dead, Wendy.
Oh, no, he's not.
The CEO is.
Man, what a pussy that guy is.
All I know is I'm gonna get a show together with Ghostbuster versus Dimmernan and Dezreal. Oh, Dezreal, I'm gonna smash you. You ain't seen nothing yet.
So this is like some,
fuck Dez.
Some brackets.
Ghostbuster and Jimmer.
Homo.
Yep.
What? Whoever said Ghostbuster and Jimmer had beef?
Ooh.
Wendy did.
It will be Ghostbuster versus Dimmernan and smashing Dezreal, which I cannot wait to smash.
Oh, okay. So they'd be on the same team?
Dezreal will be with Ghostbuster on a team, and I'll be with Dimmernan on a team.
I don't know. Jay, I heard Dezreal and Dimmernan are dating.
What?
Well, I don't think so because...
No, they're sleeping together.
You cannot figure out
how to fucking get me off. You better watch out because I'm coming after you.
Ew, Wendy. Ew,
yeah, baby.
Yeah, Chezreel
is damaged goods now.
Chezreel was on there going like, "I got her man. He can't get him back because he's my man now, and he like this pussy. I ain't no virgin."
Yeah, baby.
My ass hurts
so
bad.
She was calling him. She's like, "That's my little egg wall. I just stick him up there."
Dezreal's not getting my man because I will fight for my man.
Yeah, baby.
I don't know. It sounds like you know she's fucking the shit out of him. So.
Talk about my dad again, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, she's Jimmer's her daddy now.
Dad
Jimmer's her daddy now.
Oh my God, he's molesting her. Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck.
Yes, you will, Dezreal, when I get a hold of you.
Don't talk about Ross, dog. Don't talk about him.
Wendy,
maybe
who's on your waiting?
You just swallowed a pill and choked on it, bitch.
Oh.
Wendy, did you ever see The Dating Game?
No. What's The Dating Game?
Well, since Jimmer's in a relationship, we should, like, find some other guys and have them audition to be your boyfriend.
Bachelor number one.
Yeah, like The Bachelor.
Well,
you're
just
on a whole other
level. I'm going to fight Dezreal for my man.
Well, maybe you could,
like on Celebrity Boxing?
Maybe you could make Jimmernam jealous. Because he's already got everything he wants.
I don't give a fuck.
I bet Dezreal versus...
Dezreal, once I get hold of you, biatch.
Yeah, Dezreal versus Wendy would be better than Bagel Boy versus Lenny Dykstra.
For sure.
So what are you going to do to her?
I'm going to throw a pie up in her face.
Oh, God.
You should throw up in her face. That would be even worse to her.
Okay.
I'll start
practicing.
How are you going to practice? Are you going to throw up? Are you going to throw up on other people?
Yep.
Can you record it for us?
If I'm allowed to.
I don't think that would be a... I don't know.
Oh, come on, bro.
The best idea.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me. Wendy's here. I mean, Wendy Chesare's here.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
Wendy.
Oh, you're just stealing each other's lines?
Like, these people are ridiculous.
Wendy,
are you throwing yourself down some stairs?
Yes, I'm going to throw myself down the stairs.
Okay. She's really here. Don't do that, Wendy. That's not good. Don't CEO yourself. Desrielle, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth, Desrielle.
I don't give a fuck.
Wendy, smash her, please.
Desiree's dad molested her?
Ugh.
Yep.
Yep.
Wendy.
Yeah, the poor CEO. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Wendy, did you, are you the stream sniper?
Yeah.
Why have you been stream sniping?
I don't know.
Fuck you.
Did you do it to Whoa. Sam Hill?
It's a ghost.
Huh?
Excuse me, Wendy.
Focus, Wendy.
It's okay.
Focus. Why are you stream sniping?
I streamed earlier. I was singing earlier. Did you get my video?
Oh, no, I didn't. Sorry.
I put it in the Discord link.
Oh, I'll check it out.
Rosh, you want to play the video?
I see it.
No.
Sing time.
To the
what video?
CEO send
this, I
see for anyone who wants to watch.
Sure, let's play it.
CEO send his dossier of
video unavailable. Wendy, you got a copyright strike on it.
Oh my god!
Wendy.
Boom, boom, boom.
What?
Your video of you singing? You got a copyright takedown.
Did you have music playing in the background with like the artist singing to it also?
She struck herself. It's a Wendy original.
I didn't know what was the rules.
Actually,
yeah,
Wendy,
do
you know the song Baby Shark?
Yes.
Can you sing that for me?
Yes. Baby shark doo-doo-doo, baby shark doo-doo-doo, baby shark doo-doo-doo, baby shark. Daddy shark doo, daddy shark doo, daddy shark doo, daddy shark. Mommy shark doo doo doo,
doo, doo, doo daddy shark doo doo doo, doo, doo mommy shark doo doo.
Can we can we get a clean audio? Wait, hold on. Can we have her re-sing that, but nobody say anything because I want to put it up with the real kids video.
Okay, oh, start over, Wendy.
All right, can you sing?
Baby shark doo doo, baby shark doo, baby shark. Daddy shark doo doo, daddy shark doo, daddy shark doo, daddy shark. Mommy shark doo, mommy shark doo doo, mommy shark doo doo, mommy shark. Baby shark doo doo doo.
Yay!
There's Good still job, like 30 Wendy. Minutes of the song left. Keep going, Wendy.
Yeah, Grandpa Shark.
Okay.
Grandpa Shark. Do 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 do.
So, Wendy, do you think it's safe to play with sharks?
I think Wendy would make a good witch for Halloween.
Yeah, what are you gonna be, Wendy? What are you dressing up as?
I'll get you, my Wendy.
I'm melting.
Oh, what a world. I'm the little kid.
I'm hanging myself from the garage ceiling.
Oh, did you just practice throwing up, Wendy? What was that?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was her asshole.
How'd it go?
It's very moist.
Do you need a diaper change? Need a break?
Yes.
Okay.
When's the last time you fired that cannon off?
About 5 minutes ago. What are you talking about?
Whoa.
She's like a gusher.
Yes, Alexander, you're the only one lagging. And you're the only one watching, too.
Shout out to Octopus Alexander.
Octo.
All right. Well, Wendy, we just wanted to say hi, and now we're probably going to wrap it up.
Okay.
Do you want to say goodbye to everyone? Can you give a speech?
Yes. Goodbye, everybody. And Desrio, just you wait. You're not gay, my man. Jimmer, I love you, and you're not marrying Desrio.
And CEO is a chicken. Buck, 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 buck.
Yep, that's right. It's the early show. You got 30 minutes. That's what you guys got tonight.
We'll be back in a month.
Yep. You should do a Philip wave on Coat the Black Philip next weekend.
Stay tuned to Sam Hill game.
Who is this guy? Who is this? Read that comment. All right,
good night, fellas.
This guy Ian Ellis sounds a lot better than Sanzi.
This dude has ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. There's not going to be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women